setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
All right, folks, welcome to our show. It is The Ken Coleman Show, and we are coming to you live from our Ramsey Solutions studios in Nashville. And we're talking about you, specifically what you were born to do. We want to help you figure out what that is, and then do it to the best of your ability. Purpose and then peak performance in that purpose is our aim. It is possible. 844-747-2577. I want to help you make income and impact. 844-747-2577. I want to dive into something right out of the top of the show here today, because we get this question a lot, and it's very, very practical and tactical as it relates to the interview process and so forth and so on. And the question is, what's your desired salary? People get that and they freak out. They panic a little bit, right? That's a high pressure question. So, you know, it's like, okay, how do I answer this? And it's important that you do it the right way. So the question is, what is your desired salary? Now, we did a full deep dive article on this at RamseySolutions.com entitled, What is Your Desired Salary? So you could go check that out. But I want to walk through some very practical things here on how you handle this question in the application process. First, do some research before you even think about tackling this topic, because you're going to have to tackle it if you advance. So before we even think about it, let's just go, okay, what based on my experience and my skill set and the job / industry that I am going for, what's the market range? Low, medium, high. What's it look like? I got to know. Multiple sources out there online where you can do this research and figure it out. Then, you know, if you've got some friends or some acquaintances that are in similar roles, I know you're they're not going to necessarily tell you their salary, but ask them what they think the salary range is. Okay, so we've got on the street knowledge. Then talk to recruiters. Recruiters, they are in the business of trying to find talent. They'll talk with you, and they can also give you a really good range. Now, again, the range is the key here, because that's where you've got to sit down and go, okay, now, based on my training, my experience, education, where do I think I land on this range? Then think about cost of living. If, in fact, you're going to move for this, then you got to take that into account. You also need to take into account, okay, this is what I'm making now. Do I think I have an opportunity by moving into this role where I'd make more? So could I take a little bit less in the interim? These are all things you've got to consider. And then also think about benefits as well. How much of that is in your current package? I would never take a job based on benefits alone, not if it had upward mobility. But I would certainly pay attention, obviously, to benefits. So now here's the deal. That's what you're researching. But on the actual application, I wouldn't put anything in there at all. I would just leave it blank. They're interested in you. They're going to ask you. You're going to get an interview, and they'll ask you face-to-face. So I would leave it blank when possible. If you have no choice but to put it in there, then again, you've done your research and you need to put yourself somewhere in there in that low, medium to high range, okay? Never put yourself in the low range unless your experience, and it's very clear that the research dictates that you need to be in the lower range based on your skill set and experience. And again, don't ever use words like negotiate in any kind of comments in this section. Don't do that. I think the word discuss works. That's a little bit better. There is real psychology around words, so be careful how you handle that. 844-747-2577. I want to mention something very quickly. We are doing an awesome thing called the Project Management Crash Course. It's a free offering. I've teamed up with the team here in our Ramsey Education Department, and I'm joining our Ramsey Solutions Chief Technology Officer, Brendan Wojcko, on November the 18th. Thursday, November 18th, we're hosting a project management crash course. What is this? Project management is a great career path, great position, tons of versatility and opportunity. So if you're already in it and you want to move up, or you're thinking about moving into that space and you go, what would it take? Because you don't have to have a degree to be a project manager. So what's that look like? So we're going to give you so much in this free event. what it takes to be great, different styles of project management, and some tips you can apply to your career right now. So that's who it's available for. It's free. Did I mention that? So text the word project to 33789. Text the word project to 33789. Project to 33789. Text that. We'll get you all the details for that coming up this week. 844-747-2577 is the number. Olivia joins us in Indianapolis, Indiana. Olivia, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You bet.
So my husband has been working at his current company for 5.5 years. Mm-hmm. He started in production and then moved to customer service while finishing his business degree. And now he works in their business information system department. Mm-hmm. He really loves this job and he really loves the company. However, for the time he's been at this company, his take home, it started at $31,000 and now he's at $40,000. I hear all the time on the Ramsey show how when people are doing their debt-free screens, they usually get a pretty large pay raise during like a course of like 1 to 2 years, it seems like. Mm-hmm. And ironically, that kind of it's kind of disheartening for me to hear that, knowing how little my husband has gotten over the past 5.5 years. Uh-huh. He has gone to his bosses and talked about this to them, but normally he just gets a cost of living raise. I don't want to come off across as like greedy or unappreciative, but I feel like he isn't making enough for us to pay off our debt quickly.
Yeah.
So I think he needs to ask to make more and he agrees with that. But I just like Mike. So my question is, how do you ask for a raise and how do you come up with a fair amount to ask for?
Yeah, it's a really good question. If you look kind of a standard, and again, I'm going to use this word loosely, you know, a standard corporate kind of annual raise is somewhere between 3% and 4%.
Okay.
And it feels like in the 5 years he's been there, you know, I'm not sure he's getting that every year, obviously.
Yeah.
And so there's a track record here to where they're not really, you know, they don't have measurements in place, you know what I mean? With his mm-hmm. specific job where he's getting merit-based raises. It feels like he's just getting kind of those annual bumps.
Right.
Or he gets the bump. So it comes down to two things. Is he in a job where that's even possible?
Right.
You know, is he in a role where that's even something that they would do? Doesn't sound like it to me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if that's not the case, then we're talking about a new role. So I'm not sure the ask is our best strategy here. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
So I think it's more he's looking somewhere else where he's doing work that there's more merit-based pay. So as he produces, so his check gets bigger. I think mm-hmm. that's the type of thing he needs to be looking for, you know, where there's some real performance measures, not just the annual raise.
Right.
Because here's the deal. In today's economy, I mean, he's not making that much. He could make a whole lot more. Now, practically speaking, I'm a host, one of the co-hosts of The Ramsey Show. So I've done lots of debt-free screams sitting beside Dave and with the other personalities. And I can tell you that most of the time you've seen those raises, there are promotions involved, but many times it's them going out and making more money on their own.
Right. That's
and so
true.
I think a second job right now or getting a better job with better pay and him really getting after it, that's the better play than him going to these current folks and asking for a raise. That's not going to yield much. There's too much evidence of that. But he can do it. Tell him to call me. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Hey folks, Ken Coleman here. Do you want to make more money to do what you love with the people you love? Have you ever thought about bringing in more income by selling products on Amazon? I want to introduce you to Seth Kniep, the founder of Just One Dime. Starting with a single dime, Seth built a multi-million dollar Amazon business, and you can do it too. With 126 staff and Amazon expert coaches, Just One Dime has trained over 10,000 people from around the world, many of whom are now multimillionaires. Their award-winning online training, along with personal one-to-one mentorship, will walk you through the entire process, including opening your Amazon seller account, building your brand, selecting a profitable product, finding the right supplier, launching your product, and marketing and managing your online business. If you'd like to learn more, schedule a call today by going to jod.com/Ken Coleman. Again, that's jod.com/Ken Coleman. helping you go from paycheck to purpose. Oh, and making that paycheck a lot fatter as well. Money and meaning, income and impact. Purpose and peak performance. This is the Ken Coleman Show, taking your calls, 844-747-2577. Let's get you unstuck. Let's get you moving up the ladder. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Eagle River, Wisconsin. Adam is there. Adam, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Oh, hey, Ken. It's so cool to talk with you.
Well, it's cool to talk to you. What's going on?
So I, for the first time last year, I felt like I realized what I wanted to do for a career, and I started pursuing it, and it's so far great, right? I'm getting qualified.
Great.
To go into the automotive field. But there's been this other dream for the last like 6 or 7 years that keeps popping up. I try to ignore it, mm-hmm. I guess, because I feel like I might be medically disqualified for it.
What is it? And how do we go from feeling to fact?
Okay. So it's being a pilot.
Okay.
And I actually have a bipolar diagnosis as of 8 years ago.
Okay. Okay, do we know for a fact that having a bipolar, what do you call that? Is that a disorder? I don't want to use the wrong term. I want to be sensitive.
Yeah, mental disorder, yeah.
Okay, so it's a mental health issue.
Yep.
Do we know for a fact if being bipolar disqualifies you from being a pilot?
Based on what I've seen, the FAA is pretty strict about it, especially for commercial pilots at least.
Okay. All right, so now, commercial's out, so what's the other option?
There's private.
Okay, have you done your homework on that to see if it's is strict?
There's a clause, it seemed like they take it on a case-by-case basis.
Okay, so,
I feel like mine's pretty strong.
Your case is strong as in your
I've been stable for the last 8 years. Consistent on my medication, No any episodes or anything like that.
That was my question. Because forgive me, I'm not as familiar with it. So it can be treated and you can be highly functional and healthy if you're on the medication.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, then, you know, I'm the kind of guy that goes, I'm still going to take a shot at it, but I'm going to use the proximity principle. I wrote an entire book on this where I'm going to get around some commercial pilots and go, I've been stable for 8 years. Is it still a non-starter? And if they go, yeah, I'll check into it, find out from different airlines. It certainly wouldn't hurt to totally get confirmation, but I like the idea of moving on quickly to the private side of things. And that's more relational there as well. Getting around some private airports in your area and beyond, talking to people, say, hey, here's my deal. You know, I want to know if I was qualified and I've got this mental health history, but I'm healthy, is there a shot? You just got to find out. And, you know, then the next question is what are all the different ways you can fly privately? It may not be passenger related. Maybe you're delivering stuff. I don't know. Do they still do crop dusting? I have no idea.
I know in my neck of the woods they do, but
well, let me just say, if you really wanted to fly and that was the only option and that was a part-time flying gig and it got you up there in the clouds and you were doing something good, that'd be better than not doing it at all, wouldn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so
sounds
I think it's
wonderful.
Yeah, I think you got to play this out all the way and let's just see what's really possible. Okay? And it doesn't have to be full-time. You could be doing something you love in the day job and have an awesome side job as well. So I think you exhaust all of this. Let's find out what are the real limitations. And if there's a shot, then you've got to leverage your relationships and connections and you do it until somebody says, you know what? I trust in Adam because I trust these other people and I know Adam can do the job. Don't just take it's a long shot. Doesn't matter. History's full of men and women who were a long shot. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Appreciate the call, man. Hang on the line. Amanda, if he needs the proximity principle or From Paycheck to Purpose, that may be even the better, the full path. Let's give him the brand new book, From Paycheck to Purpose, and he can lock in on stage 3 to get connected because that's the key. You want to beat the odds, folks. Listen to me. Connections and relationships. When the numbers say, oh, it's a long shot, the only way to beat that, to beat the odds, is through connections and personal relationships. It's the only way, and it can be done. 844-747-2577. Toledo, Ohio is where we go next. Chad is there. Chad, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken.
Hey, Chad.
I just wanted to share an interesting situation I've got myself in. My job, I've been working the last 5 years. I work in cardiac rehab. It's pretty enjoyable, but I've got myself to the point where I've got myself pretty burned out. And a couple weeks ago on LinkedIn, you had a post, if you could do anything you want, you know, what would it be? And I put, I would like to take people on guided hiking tours. And I thought, no chance that there's ever going to be a job doing this. And my wife and I just kind of had a dream of moving to Rapid City, South Dakota. And I was just randomly looking through jobs on Indeed. And believe it or not, I found a job for guided hiking tours in Rapid City in the place that we want to move. And I thought, this almost seems too good to be true.
Right.
And I went ahead and I'm about a third of the way through your book.
Hey, Chad, Chad, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Can you adjust your phone a little bit? You're just really muffled, and I'm working too hard to get these details here. Let's see if we can get
I
you.
See.
Okay, keep going.
Yeah, can you hear me better now?
Oh, yes. Stay right there. That's okay. Beautiful. Okay, so you find a job in Cedar Rapids, South Dakota, and it seems too good to be true. What's next?
So I went ahead and applied. I used like some of the methods from your book that I've gotten through so far and made some good connections like on LinkedIn. And I applied to the job and I interviewed with the guy, and he told me I'm his number one pick. The job seems really what I would love to do, a true dream job. The only thing is it's seasonal. It goes from May until October. During that time, I would be making about $350 more per week than I'm making at my current job.
Okay. Hey, Chad, are you moving the phone at all?
No.
Okay. All right. We're going to press on. Okay. So here's the thing. You're making $350 a week more than your current job, and it's May through October. That's fantastic. So you know what problem we've got to solve?
What comes after that?
Yeah, what are you going to do in the off season, right?
Right.
It's your dream job, minus the fact that it's got a slight off season, correct?
That's right.
Dream job in the place you and your wife actually want to live.
Yes,
this is
sir.
Not a big problem.
Okay.
Because you wouldn't be calling me, would you, if this thing was a 12-month job?
I would not be, no.
All right, then. So what do we got to do in the off season? You're probably not the only guy in Cedar Rapids, South Dakota, who has a seasonal job. So what do we got to do in the off season from November until April? November through April, correct?
Yes.
How much money do you need? How much money do you make? What's your annual salary right now?
$50,000.
$50,000. So I want you to take 4 months of that, okay? And you go, here's okay. 4 months gross pay, because I'm trying to help you see this isn't as hard as it seems. So take 4 months of your current gross pay, and now we got to figure out how to make that. Couple side jobs or whatever, it's totally worth it. So you, this is a math problem in your head, am I right?
Yes.
So you find work, one job or two jobs in the off season, and you're taking that in no time, correct?
I think so, yeah.
Well, then go do
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Here's, figure it out. It's a math problem. Seriously, I'm not trying to oversimplify it, but I'm saying you're a good guy. You got a lot to offer. You can find some work in that off season. Might find another seasonal job in the spring. Find something outdoor in that season. This is the Ken Coleman Show.
Yeah.
helping you enjoy your Mondays again, because you're actually heading in to do something you're good at, you love it, and it produces results that matter to you. That's the sweet spot. I'm Ken Coleman. Thrilled to have you with us. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Well, look, folks, the job market's still crazy hot. Has not stopped. Record numbers of people leaving companies, still offering jobs. 10.78 million jobs I'm seeing in different places. Unbelievable. Now's the time to move. You're thinking about 2021, 2022, and you're going, hey, what's it going to look like in 2022? I can't even believe I'm saying 2022. It's kind of hard to say. I feel like I might throw an extra 20 in there. You know, it's just like 2022. It's just weird, man. Time is moving on. It's unbelievable. Now's the time to move. My friends at ZipRecruiter can make the job search so much easier and so much more effective. Number one hiring site in the United States. Why? Their technology is unmatched in matching you. One-click profile, resume uploaded. You're not sitting there filling out a million resumes. You don't have the time to do that, nor do you want to deal with the stress of putting it out there and not anybody responding. They go to work for you. They pitch you on a consistent basis. They keep you updated when somebody looks at your profile, likes your profile, and asks for your information. It's the easiest way to get hired. Take the stress out of job hunting. ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. All right, let's get to the phones. Tucson, Arizona. Elliot is there. Elliot, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, good talking to you.
Good to talk to you. How's it going?
Well, I'm afraid to get a ADHD diagnosis because I'm in the trucking industry and I really want to get this treated. But, you know, the field is very afraid of people with ADHD. You know, there's a lot of risk that's been associated in the past. And if I get prescribed Adderall or something, I'm afraid I'm going to get fired.
Okay.
And
I hear you.
Do I have to tell my employer?
No. Do you?
I don't know. I know for drug testing, I have to bring a letter saying it's okay. This is a prescription.
Yeah, but is Adderall going to show up in a drug test? I don't know.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, okay. It's very close chemically to meth.
Oh, I got you. Okay, let me ask you this. For 3 years, you've been driving a truck.
Yeah.
Has your ADHD at any point been the reason why you've blown it and messed up so bad that they almost thought about firing you? Has anything like that happened?
Luckily, not with this job. I've come to a point in my life where I double check everything.
Attaboy. Attaboy.
List everywhere.
Attaboy. Can I tell you something? Have you seen an actual psychiatrist to be assessed whether or not they think you need medication?
No, but when I was a little kid, my parents took me into a family doctor or family friend, I'm not sure, and he pretty much said it was a foregone conclusion.
Yeah, but guess what? I have ADHD.
Yeah.
I really do.
I saw one of your shows not too long ago.
Yeah, but listen, I'm high functioning. Okay, in most places, but I'm telling you, ask the team here if they ever see it. Have you seen it? I'm being serious. Joe's been with me the longest. I mean, they see it. And by the way, my ADHD actually is so hyper-focused, and you have it too. There is a space by which you are hyper-focused. Let me tell you a story real quick. Because I want to encourage your heart, okay? Because I don't think you're going to get fired at all, but we're going to walk through this. But I'm going to tell you a quick story, okay? 2 weeks ago, I was on a stage in front of 3,000 people, and I was speaking, and then I did Q&A. Now, listen to this, Elliot. I stepped to the edge of the stage. I'm on a stage, and there's a lady out in the audience behind a microphone, and she's about, have you heard this story? Did I already tell it on the show?
No, but you told me you stepped to the edge of the stage. My mind's already thinking you. But
yeah, listen to me. Elliot, I got so involved in her question. At one point, she said something that I really leaned in on. And when I say I leaned in physically, and I stepped out off of the stage and came off of the stage. Now, I didn't fall. It would have been fantastic, though. I would have owned it. I'd have stood up. I'd have bowed at the crowd. And they all laughed at me, by the way. It was a great moment of laughter. that I wasn't embarrassed, but I was truly shocked that I stepped off of a stage thinking I was still on the stage. That's ADHD at its absolute purest form. I was so focused on her, I didn't even know that there wasn't stage there. That's still a good thing, even though I could have broken my leg. To me, it's very, that's a positive thing. So I will tell you that I'm all for you going to a psychiatrist, and you need to go to a psychiatrist, an actual medical professional. They know the medical side of things, not a family doctor. Go to an actual psychiatrist and be diagnosed. And if they think that there's a dosage of medicine that will help you, then you can certainly try it, and I'm all for it. But I will also tell you that you've proven in the last 3 years, based on previous mistakes, that you've double-checked, triple-checked, you've created disciplines and routines in your life that have allowed you to overcome it. Okay? So don't put all of your eggs in this medicine basket.
Right.
There are millions and millions and millions of boys, especially, who have been incorrectly diagnosed with ADHD when all it is they're just a boy. Okay? Because here's what I know. I'm a disaster when it comes to knowing where my keys are, little details and organization. I'm an absolute train wreck. But you put me behind this microphone. You put me in front of people. You put me on television where I'm under pressure, and I go to a super calm place. There is power in the ADHD, what they're calling a syndrome. There's power in it. You just got to acknowledge the power.
There's definitely advantages at sometimes.
I know that. So embrace that. Now, let's go towards the practical here. If you feel like you need the medicine to help in other areas of your life, then I would go through with it.
Exactly.
But if you feel like you've mastered it or you've gotten to the point where you can live with it, I wouldn't go get medicine. But let's just say you do. That's not in my business. I'm not going to tell you what to do with your body. All right. Let's say you do it. Do you know how bad the trucking industry needs talent right now? You know.
They do. There's a lot of need for good drivers.
They ain't going to fire you. You know why? Because you're a good driver with a 3-year track record of excellence. True or false?
True.
They're not going to fire you. And if they were idiots enough to fire you and you got a medical note from a doctor that says, hey, I've prescribed this to Elliot because of these things in his life where he wants to have a little bit more of an edge, and they already know that you've had a 3-year track record, and you come and tell them ahead of time, I'm getting ready to do this for this reason. Obviously, it's going to show up on a drug test, but I've got all the doctor's notes and everything here. They're not going to fire you.
Yeah, it's my professional life. I'm good. I really don't need any help. You know, the personal side of things I would like to improve.
Well, do you mind? We only have about a minute, so be quick. Tell me 2 or 3 areas of your personal life that you feel like are on fire that require drugs.
I'm bad with keeping track of bills, appointments.
I get it.
It's like when I'm not working, my brain turns off.
I get it.
And what when I am working, it's that hyper focus you talked about.
I got it. What if you put some systems in your life? What if you did automated bill pay for every one of your bills? If you took an hour.
I do, and that certainly has helped. I turned my life around doing those systems.
Well, again, I'm not trying to talk you out of getting medicine. But I think that you've done so well for yourself. You can find other systems and other coaching and things of that nature, maybe change your diet a little bit. I've got a good friend I would recommend to you, Dr. Josh Axe. I check his stuff out. See if dietary stuff will also help with some of that hyperactive, you know, attention stuff. And then also giving yourself a mental break. You know, before you got to do that stuff, give yourself some type of fun mental break. I just want you to look at all options, but I don't think you're going to lose your job. Do you hear me?
All right.
Yeah, there's nothing to be afraid of there, because the minute they let go of you, there'd be a million other companies that need you and probably pay you even more. So do it the right way. Get the doctor's note and all that stuff. Go see a psychiatrist and let's see where the chips fall. I appreciate you, man. Elliot, you're a rock star. You're a rock star. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you get clear so you can get qualified. We help you get connected so you can get started. We help you get promoted so you can get the dream job. Why? To live and work like very few people. To live and work on purpose. To give yourself away, make the money you want, but experience the meaning you desire. 844-747-2577 is the phone number. It's a free call. Let's go to John in New York City, New York. John, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Honored to be speaking with you on the phone today. I really appreciate all the work you do. It's been inspiring to me and all the people I share your show with.
Well, so thank you, man. I appreciate that. How can I help you today?
All right. Well, I'm calling you because I know you're the guy that can help me get clear here. For the past year and a half, I've been pretty foggy about the work that I'm doing. At one point, I felt really called to it, but I'm kind of starting to realize that that might not be my calling anymore, and it doesn't line up with the person I feel I'm called to be. Mm-hmm. So thanks to you, I've been encouraged and motivated to start your stages, and I'm in the stage of getting clear, and I'm hoping you can give me the guidance I need to take the next step. A couple months ago, I heard your podcast and I was able to write down your top talents and your mm-hmm. passions. Mm-hmm. And I handed it out to a couple friends to kind of help me get the clarity I need to line up my passions and my talents. Uh-huh. And so they got back to me and said my top talents were instruction, logic, discernment, compassion, and communication. Mm-hmm. And then my passions that I feel are performing, teaching, solving, and leading. And I got those down, but I'm not really sure where to go from here, how to line up those passions and talents. And you mentioned having different opportunities in different places and trying to get that clarity of how to take those talents and passions and find the work, because I'm a little jaded with my current situation.
Yeah.
Feeling like I was called to it and not standing out.
Well, let's see if we can kind of narrow this down a little bit by kind of putting you in a bucket. So let's throw out some things here. So one is a people bucket, one is a process bucket, another is an idea bucket, and another one is things, right?
Mm-hmm.
So tactile, you know. And so you think about what you're good at, what you told me. You rolled through those really quick, but I felt like those were in the people bucket. They were in the things you're good at are people related. Is that true or false?
True.
Yeah. And the type of work you love feels like it was very people-related, maybe ideas, but more people. Is that true or false?
That's true.
Yeah. So in the Get Clear Career Assessment, I don't know if you took it. Feels like you did. But I have not. Okay. So you really nailed the actual talents and passions of the words. It was fascinating. There are six missional results. The mission's the other piece. Talent, passion, mission. Talent's what you do best. Passion's work you love. Mission, results you want to create. So far we see people. Your greatest talents are in the people area, and the work you love to do is in the people area. That tells me that the missional result, the motivator for you, is also people related. And if I had to guess, out of the six missional motivators, achievement, creation, efficiency, influence, service, solution. Feel like you land in the influence and service area.
Hmm.
Is that true or false?
I would say that's true.
Okay. So all this comes down to now is the specifics. And I think you got to find out and uncover your heart. And I think you probably already know. So it's a three-part question. Who are the people you most want to influence / serve? What's the problem they have? What's the solution to that problem that really gives you the juice when you think about it? Do you know the answers to those questions?
Yeah, just kind of thinking through it right now. I mean, I think the people I really like to serve are one, families from kind of the work I've done right now, and the other one would be youth,
okay,
junior high, high school age kids.
Okay, great. What's the problem you want to solve?
In terms of their problems.
Or desires.
Things like. Desires, yeah. Kind of maybe helping them get through where I feel stuck right now in terms of, you know, like what you do, finding people's purpose and passion in life. I believe, like you, we were created and put here with a specific purpose and mission. Mm-hmm. So helping people find that and just kind of helping families have better units and have better systems in their life.
What do you mean by systems?
Just kind of helping people, for myself, just starting out on my family, there's a lot of different information out there, but I feel like there's no real systems in place for families, procedures, things that you can do, ways to really help grow, build your family that are specifically for me, having a desire to do it Christ-centered.
So you mean relationships.
And finding those resources. Yeah. Yeah, okay. That'd be a good way
All right.
Well,
I think you just answered the next question, which is what's the solution?
Yeah. Yeah. In that specific one, I mean, putting Christ first would be the solution to that.
Yeah. So what would you do tomorrow if you knew that you couldn't fail and the money was there? What would you do?
I think at the end of the day, kind of going off of what I've liked and what I've told you, I feel a high school guidance counseling would be something that might hit those different areas. Kind of goes away from the solution that I'd be able to produce, but something that interested me for a while.
Maybe it's both and. Maybe it's the high school guidance counselor, and then eventually you start to develop resources for the whole family. You do that on the side.
Mm.
Maybe it's both and. Maybe it's you get your credibility for this futuristic dream by stepping into the current dream, which is I just want to love and guide and coach young people to make good decisions for their future. And by that, I'm going to gain some access to the parents and gain access to information about their home life and family life and see where the greatest need is and see where my heart responds to go, okay, I think this is something that needs to be developed. See, when I started off on all this, I didn't have the seven stages. I didn't have an assessment. I didn't have any of that. I just had this big desire to help people be who they were created to be. And then by the way, I'm still working. I mean, we're still developing new stuff all the time. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, it makes sense.
So in order for you to do that, maybe you just get in where you're actually doing it on some level, day in and day out. That's not going to, you don't have to be a guidance counselor the rest of your life, but it might be the right move right now.
Yeah. And then in terms of that, if I were to get qualified in that process, I know where I currently work would not be on board with me doing the schooling necessary and still working at the same time. What are some ways that could potentially help me still provide for my family as I'm getting qualified for that?
How much money do you need to make?
Right now I'm making about $60,000.
Okay, and what qualifications are you thinking you're missing?
From what I've looked into for guidance counseling, I'd need to get a master's degree with a credential to get into high school campuses.
All right, so we need to choose the cheapest and most efficient, effective one. You don't need a name brand master's degree. So so you go do your homework and go, okay, what's this really going to cost me?
Mm-hmm.
What's the cheapest, most efficient way to do this? Online, number one. And then number two, you know, it doesn't need to be a name brand school. So you got to go get those answers. Then you got to look at your financial reality and go, okay, I make 60 right now. Why would they have a problem with you pursuing a master's degree on your own time?
Just kind of the environment that it's in. It's a really demanding job. And I, from other people's experiences, when they've tried stuff like this, they've
sent them off. All right. So you know what? You're in the hottest job market the United States has ever seen. What can you do? Yep. I interrupted myself. What can you do to make 60 or more that is not going to be so all in demanding that you couldn't do nights and weekends and study? And I've got two friends here at Ramsey Solutions that are pursuing master's degrees right now. So what can you do for 60 or more that's not going to be as demanding? It's a day job.
Mm-hmm.
What can you do? You got to answer that question and go do that. Leave these current people. Go get yourself a stable job that's not going to require all these demands that will allow you the bandwidth to do the master's degree online. And keep in mind, you may have to delay this for a year or two to save up money. I don't want you going into debt for it.
Yeah.
You got to be patient. Yeah. That's hard. But you're talking to a guy, it took 7 years to get to Ramsey Solutions and then almost three more years of waiting to step into this role.
Yeah, I appreciate your story, Ken. I've heard it several times. My wife and I have an emergency fund and some extra savings saved up, and we're out of debt.
Great. So you're positioned right now. So go do your homework. What's it going to cost me? And then I'm going to take care of those other issues. And before you know it, you're going to be there. Hey, to the rest of you, you matter and you have what it takes. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to The Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Kullman.
Hey folks, I want you to check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like The Christy Wright Show.
Hey y'all, I'm Christy Wright. You know, it's so easy to feel stuck. You live life just going through the motions, doing dishes, doing laundry, carpool lines, and a whole list of commitments that bring you no joy. We say yes to what everyone expects of us, and we have no energy or time for what we want. And let's be honest, most of the time, we don't even know what we want. Why do we live like that? God certainly never called us to. You know, I believe that the life God has for us is bigger and more amazing than any of us realize. That's why I want you to check out The Christy Wright Show. Every week, we will fire you up to break through what's holding you back and inspire you to create a life you love and are proud of. Each episode will help you build confidence in yourself and the God that created you.
Subscribe to The Christy Wright Show wherever you listen to podcasts.